The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM. Right, well, we're going to start. Now, I'm back from Bruges on a very exciting holiday. We've had Halloween since I've been away, so all manner of mad things could pop up in the studio tonight. So, without further ado, without any more monkeying, yes, that's monkeying with an M, let's get on with the show!
Rodders FM is now syndicated on East Manchester Radio.
Warning, warning, this show is complete bollocks and is not fit for human consumption. If you or anyone you know are suffering severe mental episodes due to the content of this show, call the Rodders FM Psychiatric Helpline on 0844-884-831.
You have been warned.
Your week's been naff. You've taken crap from everyone you know. But Friday come like morning sun. It's Rodders' brand new show.
It's got Z-list guests, crazy competitions, Mystic Monk, and Beelzebub.
This song is diabolical.
Thank Rod, it's Friday. It's day after Thursday. Thank Rod, it's Friday. It's day after Thursday. Thank Rod, it's Friday. It's day after Thursday.
Yes, that's right. The show is called Thank Rod, it's Friday. We're here live across the internet, rodders.com. I'm just going to stop talking in a minute, because I'm getting fed up of it. It's been an absolutely cracking week for me. 2 week half term, and I can't believe it's actually over. Now, that song was recorded by the amazing Jack Davies. Yes, you could hear me singing on it, but Jack basically had to give me singing lessons, because I'm terrible. And check out his MySpace and his band, The Cadillacs, myspace.com/JackNDavies. And Henry Grigg, who's in the chat room, is the keyboardist for that band. A plinky plonk, a plink plonk plonk. That's especially for Henry. Now, let me give you the rundown. Tonight, our special guest is none other than Elliot from the band Tribal Vibe. Tribalvibe.co.uk. I think I've got that right. And, we're going to be interviewing him later tonight. But before we move on to that, also, this is probably going to be the highlight of the show. We're going to have two different holiday reports. We're going to do it in the style of all those crappy holiday programs you watch when you're hungover on Sky. I'm going to do one about Bruges, which literally, I was planning this ridiculous show on the Eurostar, and that was all going off. And we're going to have another report from... I'm going to stop the music for dramatic emphasis here. Dudley. Yes, that's right. We're having a report from Dudley. Now, this is... It's quite a wacky show. We're going to have Elliot on in just a minute. But firstly, I want to talk to you about how you can get in touch. Email me, radio@rodders.com. Or also, tonight we're going to be talking about... I've got a brilliant idea, right, guys? I want to open a shop called Rant and Rage, which basically will sell really annoying products that will get you in a rage. Basically, we're going to have nails that bend, automatic doors that shut when you come towards when you walk towards them, and another great thing, what other things? Oh yeah, an air freshener that smells of turd. So I want your ideas. Yeah, it's completely wacky tonight. In a few minutes, we're going to be speaking to our special guest.
Rodders FM, more fun than a kick in the balls.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to Rodders FM live across the internet on rodders.com. Now, on the line, we have a very special guest. He is the lead singer from Tribal Vibe, an awesome band, Elliot, everybody. Now, Elliot, would you like to tell us a bit who is in your band? Because it's not just you, is it?
No, there's a couple of other guys, actually from Oxford. There's a guy called Ash, who he plays the cello, kind of like a cello sometimes, kind of plucks it sometimes, so it's like almost like a double bass. And there's another guy called Jamie who plays a lot of percussion, and there's a guy called Higgins who plays a lot of the guitar, basically just because I can't really be bothered. There's also a girl, Tabitha, who does backing vocals. And also, we get a lot of different musicians come along. We invite anyone to come and jam with us. It's so nice that, you know, to jam with other people. And so we get a lot of other people coming in and out.
And Ashley is a complete lunatic, and you must have gotten to some kerfuffles on tour with him, because he used to go to school with me, and I had the pleasure of knowing him for about 2 years. And how did you get in touch with all these people? How did you all meet?
It's a good story, actually. I actually met Ash a few years ago at a festival, just by chance, really. Just kind of crossed paths a few times and kind of said hello in passing, but never really chatted. And then a few years later, which would actually be now, I think, probably about a year ago, he came into the church that I'm a member of. We just got on great. And then he invited me to a party on the beach, said it'd be quite nice if we took our instruments along. We got, that's another thing we chatted about, was just music and stuff, as kind of like a common interest. And invited me to along to a beach party.
Wasn't that where you came up with one of your first songs?
Yeah. There was a track called Tribal. It was the Tribal Vibe track, actually. I think I'd wrote about 2 months before that happened, we were just going over some different songs, and he quite liked that one. It was kind of like a theme tune for the night, and so it was every time that someone new turned up to the beach, he insisted that I played that song again so they could hear it.
Yeah, take your drum down to the sea and all that lot.
I've
played it quite a few times on this good old radio station. Your music, what would you describe it as for people who've missed out on your stuff?
I guess the kind of mark that seems to be taken on board, in the masses, so to speak, would be I suppose the hippie scene, because there's a big revival at the moment for like hippies and gypsies and travellers and all that kind of stuff, and that seems to be the kind of people that. That are well into it. But then also there's a lot of reggae influences in the music, where it seems to just appeal to everyone and anyone. So
a lot of people also say it's a bit like reggae, and I understand you've now even got your own hippie mobile, so that sort of adds to the image, doesn't it?
The Tribal Vibe bus.
It's absolutely brilliant. I've seen photographs of it up in your MySpace. Do you want to give the address out?
Type in www.tribalvibe.co.uk, it will link you straight to the MySpace.
Oh, you've gone all up market now, your own little domain.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Actually, someone else bought that for us, we didn't even have to pay for it.
That's even better, that's absolutely awesome. Yeah. I've seen you in concert once, and I hopefully want to see you again, and that was the night of Oxjam, where at Sidford School, the school I go to, we're doing a charity do, and that was a great, great evening. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was really, really cool, actually. Learned a lot from that gig. That was when you do a gig, you learn different things about yourself and about your band and about your audience. And that gig specifically, actually, is definitely a memorable one. Just in terms of how we grew together as a band and the things that we learned about each other and also the way that we relate to the people that come up and speak to us and say hello, and the people that respond to the music. So
it was good. It's Ashley's old school, so it was sort of a bit of a homecoming for him. So he got to see a lot of his old mates, and it was a really bonkers evening, because imagine this: he's out on a school games field, and we had a fairly small truck for the stage, which was very, very crowded, and I had a whale of a time that night. I was comparing, which basically was my job to talk and introduce bands and stuff. it was great fun, and I remember introducing you, I was going something along the lines of, oh, here are people that can definitely play instruments better than me, and you were sort of going, no, don't jinx me. But you did a wicked job, but what I was really impressed with was your massive didgeridoo, and that's not a euphemism. I really am on about your massive wooden instrument. I mean, how long does it take you to learn to play one of those things? It just looks impossible.
It's not too difficult. I mean, if you've got someone who plays it that would sit next to you and go, okay, do this, then, after a few attempts, it's pretty easy. I mean, I was quite fortunate. There was a friend of mine actually plays really, really well, and he took time out. It was really, really kind, actually, took time out to teach me.
I will definitely have to try it sometime. You have had a lot of coverage. You've actually been on ITV News. I was well impressed when Ashley told me about that, so I logged right onto the site, and you were on the programme called Beat the Mix, I believe.
That's it, yeah.
What was that like? Because I saw the video and you were they interviewed you and then they showed you in a recording studio singing your latest song, All Our Beau, which we'll talk a bit more about afterwards. What was that whole experience like? Were you daunted or scared?
It was a wonderful experience. It was really nice.
Well, how did you feel when you were going in there?
I don't know, it's bizarre. I mean, I remember doing gigs when I was younger and because I've been doing gigs for a while, I mean, not to sound kind of like, you know, I'm so used to it or anything, because that's really not my heart here. But the fear is very different now than it was then. See, now it's like I've kind of,
you can do it, can't you?
Well, I've kind of in like a like almost like a robotic sense. It's just like I found it easy to focus on a spot in front of me and kind of sing to that spot rather than look at the camera.
It's all about how to channel that nervous energy into something positive. And you've also been on a, you were saying you've been in a radio station, wasn't it down in Brighton, wasn't it?
Yeah. We went on, it was Radio Reverb, which that is a really lovely people that work in there, actually. I can't sing their praises enough. They're lovely, lovely guys. In Radio Reverb, they were, that radio station, their program seemed a lot more inquisitive into a much deeper thing, you know, about what motivates us and you know, where we get our inspiration and blah, blah, blah. Whereas
you've always, when I've met you, you've always seemed to be a very, very calm person. Like, for instance, at Oxjam, I was going mad all over the place, and I was, I remember when I met you, I was in the middle of doing a Dalek impression with Ashley. How do you keep yourself calm before gigs and stuff?
I don't know, really. I suppose drink loads of tea.
You don't put anything in that tea, do you?
Nah, tea's enough.
Yeah,
I think it's just a warm drink that mellows my little heart.
Aww. What's the best, what's the biggest crowd you've played in front of?
We played at the Comedia in Brighton, and they've got a venue upstairs, and it was just completely chock-a-block. I mean, it got to the point where if someone was to leave, then they'd let someone else in, do you know what I mean?
Really?
There was no more room in there.
You've done loads of stuff. You've done ranged from concerts, and you've even done busking.
Yeah. Busking's our favourite. Yeah, love busking.
That must be such a laugh. I mean, do it in the right place, I imagine you can make quite a lot of money. And what's the best city you've been to on your tour? Cause
I don't know, really. I mean,
Reading.
Sorry?
Reading.
Reading was good. Reading was really good. I'm kind of torn between Brighton and Reading.
And aren't you coming back? Ashley told me you're coming back to Reading fairly soon for a gig.
You'd have to ask Ash about the specific date. I mean, you can find it on the MySpace anyway.
Definitely. I'll have to have a look at that later. And now we're going to talk a bit about one of your latest songs, All Our Beau, and we're going to have a listen to it in a minute. Where did the name come from? Is it a foreign language, or is it what is it? Somebody's name?
I remember being on a bus one day, and I was sitting there and I was thinking about and how things were going. I was like, yeah, it was a really long bus journey, and I thought, you know, how am I going to fit my time here? So I thought, okay, I'll sit and I'll have a little break. So I was praying, and I really felt a real sense of God. But there was just like clarity for it, and it was like almost like God was speaking to me, not in an audible voice as such, but just in a feeling. And
what was it, speaking in tongues?
Yeah, speaking in tongues. And so basically, Ola Bow and that melody stuck in my head, and it just seemed like the perfect concept for this track, kind of adapt to what happened to me on the bus.
That is awesome. Let's have a listen to it now, shall we?
Oh, yeah. my soul. Every sound that left his mouth that I heard was the truth to be told. He said, "Hola, Manzaya, Inkinibohea."
Listening to Rodders FM live across the internet on rodders.com. That, of course, was Tribal Vibe with Ola Bo, and we're back now speaking to the lead singer of this band, Elliot. Is the motivation behind a lot of your music and the inspiration? Because I mean, you write all the lyrics and stuff, don't you? Or do your other band members help you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the songs so far I've written the lyrics for them, and. There's been talk of writing stuff together, and we've jammed it, but the lyrics have definitely been myself so far.
Yeah, writing stuff together must be pretty difficult. I reckon what you should do, you should get Ashley to do the punctuation, and then you can write the words, because you've written some pretty wicked songs. And what's the main inspiration behind most of your songs? What are you trying to get across, or do you just try and think of what would sound good?
Well, I suppose, you know, to try and write a great song would be, you know, a melody that would excite, you know what I mean? You know when you hear a great song,
yeah,
and normally the first thing you respond to is sound.
Exactly.
And so I tend to get like a chord progression or a melody in my head that just excites me, and I'll get up and apply it to the guitar, and then. I don't know, I guess as far as lyrics go, I think I'd say that I just want to relate to people on a level where, it's kind of hard to explain. I suppose on a level where I just want to get the concept that, you know, none of us are any different, and no one seems to understand anyone any better than anyone else, but this is just my experience, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do get what you mean, I'm following exactly. Is there anything you want to talk about? Anything that we've missed out?
No, I'd just like to say thanks for giving me a call. It's nice to have the opportunity to talk to people that love the music, and just say thank you to everyone that supported us. And thanks to the boys in the band, and look forward to seeing everyone out on the circuit.
Yeah, brilliant. We will, and you're welcome on the show anytime, says you. You've got an open ticket. And, you know, we've had, that's quite an honour, because we have some pretty illustrious celebrities. Like, we had some bloke on called Scott, who won a fiver on Deal or No Deal. That's the sort of level you're at now, Elliot. Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on. Elliot, everyone.
Hi, Tim.
Spence Moore here, just telling you that if you were to stick your head in a bucket of pure distilled Rodders FM, it would probably sound a little bit like this. Warning, Rodders FM can severely damage your health and is now available as a podcast on iTunes. Just search Rodcast in the iTunes store. Always read the label.
Yes, that's right. Please always do read the label. This is Rodders FM live across that thing known as the internet on Rodders.com. We're wanting here at Rodders FM to open a shop called Rant and Rave, which sells stuff that gets you in a rage. Frog Handy, who's in the chat room, has said, I reckon a book without any words or pictures. That'd be brilliant. Or how about a book that is just really, really hard to open? And we've got a caller on the Skype line, I believe. Hello, Nikos, you're on Rodders FM.
Hey, Rodders.
You're right there. What's your suggestion for our new shop, Rant and Rave?
Well, being the laziest person on earth, one of the best things I can think of an invention has to be when you wake out of the bed in the morning and you want a pair of socks that are just nice and warm.
Yeah.
I think that would sell very well. And my second one, as a
well, this shop is called Rant and Rave. They're deliberately meant to pee people off. We've got stuff like a air freshener that smells of turd. We've got automatic doors that shut in your face. How about you? These sock warmers, right? It's a good idea. Sock warmers produce an endothermic reaction and make your feet freezing cold.
That'd be very funny, although very annoying.
Exactly.
And how about my second back scratcher idea? A back scratcher that doesn't just scratch right.
An automated back scratcher that scratches everywhere but your back. I think that'd be absolutely fantastic. Cheers for calling the show, Nikos.
Thanks, Rodgers.
See ya. Ta-ra. Now, we're going to get Henry on the show now. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello. Could I speak to Henry, please?
Yeah, hang on a sec. Who is it?
It's Rodders.
It's Rodders.
Hello.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Rodders.
You're live across the internet on Rodders.com. Don't drop your dishcloth.
Oh, wonderful.
First level, it's great the way your mum answered the phone. She probably thinks I'm really weird because I used my radio voice. I was like, hi, it's Rodders here.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
It's just one of those classic nights on Rodders FM where everything is just completely off the wall. Now, what's your suggestion for our shop, Rant and Rave?
It was a flake, wasn't it? You know those Cadbury chocolate flakes you get?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a white chocolate one, and it's got some kind of strawberry gooey thing in the middle. You're supposed to eat it with savoury things, like lasagna and steak pie, because if you put it in anything sweet, it explodes.
That would be really annoying. I don't quite know how the chemistry would work.
Because you can't really mix sweet and savoury. It wouldn't taste very nice, but the idea, that's the idea, I think. Yeah.
I reckon that probably beats Nikos's back scratcher, because Nikos didn't have a clue when he phoned in. He just goes, some socks would be nice. How is that going to annoy anyone?
Yeah, well, it's Nikos, isn't it? So what do you expect, Rodders?
I know. I've got a great one. A shower radio that is only tuned in to Rodders FM. And you.
That would be really cool.
That would be awesome. You know, this...
I'd buy it.
Cheers for calling the show, Henry. Please stick around. We've got lots of mayhem coming up.
All right, see you, Rodders.
Oh, dear, that was a good phone call, because his mum ended up, you could tell, I was like, hi, it's Rodders, and she was like, oh, Henry, it's one of your weird friends again. Up next, we do actually have a report from Dudley and from Belgium, but we've had some very strange going-ons in the studio tonight, and I really should warn you that due to Halloween and all that lot, something strange may be, oh my God!
Children, it's Beelzebub here, the reason
equivalent of Satan.
Let me tell you, I've actually sent Rodders to damnation, which is near Matterland in that really crappy shopping arcade that's the DFS. I hate sofas. Basically, I'm here to tell you, don't listen to Rodders FM. It's complete rubbish and a complete load of nonsense. I really want to know what happens
If I press all these buttons, it's hundreds in front of me.
And now this terrible music's playing. Turn it off. Turn it off immediately. I am the weasel equivalent of Satan. I will be obeyed.
Rodders FM.
Professor, you are the loudmouth lout of the airways. You're on the show.
Oh, that's really, really exciting.
I really didn't think you were going to be ready then. No, we were sort of having a little bet and...
Can I say the B word?
No. Anyway, I think this show has been... Up until, like, last week, this show has been far too... Shut up. This show has been far too blokey. And but until we had some girls calling in. We had Timna on the phone. Then we had some woman from Wales phoned in due to our special guest, Adam. And, you know, it's good that we're not just... broadcasting to the bloke. I'm gonna now do a report about Bruiser. Don't interrupt me too much or I might just cry. I want some suitable music, so can we just have a bit of silence so we can really soak up that holiday atmosphere. Well, my holiday tour started when I went to Bruges. I hopped on that Eurostar. And Bruges is in Belgium, if you didn't know. I didn't know until, like, 2 days ago. Bruges, it's a wonderful, really picturesque town. It's almost medieval. In fact, a lot of the buildings date back to the 1400s. Some are even older. But let me tell you about getting there. The Eurostar, you know, it's meant to be a better way to travel than aeroplanes because you don't have to check. Checking in takes, like, a fraction of the time. But... I wasn't aware of how confusing the train was. I mean, I go off to the loo and I get lost in the Eurostar. I just get out of the toilet and take the wrong turning, and I walk down about 10 carriages, and I was half asleep because I've been asleep for the journey because of the wonderful Belgian beer. There's over 500 varieties. God, I'm good at this. And then you...
Oh, LOL.
And then basically what happened was... I got totally lost, and I tried to look at the carriage number, because I was in carriage number one, and I look at the carriage number, and no joke, it actually said 9,486. So, you know, I thought I was in a bad nightmare, so I do the most embarrassing thing. I blunder into the bar, and I ask for direct, and then he gives me some quite confusing directions, and I sit down next to my parents, and
was it almost as confusing as, go that way?
I think he told me not to turn left. And then another great thing that happened in Bruges, you were going to love this, Professor. It's a bit like Venice because there's all canals and things, and you get on the boat and you get a tour telling the history of the place. But basically, this tour guide, he was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, he kept on going, he was like, and he just sounded like an absolute mega pervert. We were both, Professor, should we give this a listen to? This is a recording of him talking about the Lake of Love, which is where, you can't understand what he's saying because it's a bad recording, where this girl drowned herself in a pool in the river because she was forced into an arranged marriage. Like they blooming well should be.
Loading! Loading!
A younger girl wanted to marry a very handsome man, and her daddy said no, he may not marry him, he's not rich enough. So, well, she's jumped in the lake, she's drowning, you know.
He jumped in the lake and she was drowning. You know. Let's carry on listening.
Time when people fall in love, they come here, they throw out the coin. And you put a euro. And then, wish. Make a wish.
Then you can make a wish. You know, wish. Let's have sex. And the funny thing is, Professor, he did the same thing in French. He's being so blatantly dirty, and he says, being tour guide is very, says to me afterwards, being tour guide is boring, yeah? You have to have good imagination, yeah? Yeah, you know, so you can imagine things. Yeah, yeah. I bet he's driving along, just fantasizing all these naked women on his boat. Absolutely ridiculous. Should we have your report about the amazing Dudley? Do you want some sort of sound effect?
You got the professor's party jingle available.
Oh yes, I have.
That's right. It's now time for the professor's party review.
It's time to party.
He's partied all over the world, from Ireland to England, Iraq, and even Afghanistan. And he's always the last to leave.
And now even Dudley. Professor, over to you.
Well, I've now been sacked from party reports, so I'm now travelling to all the exotic places of the world, such as Dudley. And my actual trip to Dudley was a total coincidence. I was in Birmingham, as you do. And I was in, you know, the Birmingham station place, and whilst waiting for my train, I stumbled across a train going to Dudley, or stopping at Dudley. So I end up in Dudley, and I get off the train, and...
do you reckon we should explain to the listeners why we have this fixation with Dudley? We're sorry if you live in Dudley. It's not our fault that we're so prejudiced. It's because of this show called Tim Shaw's Asylum.
Shaw's Asylum!
On Kerrang Radio. Now he does a breakfast show, and he had this... For jingles, he has these silly impressions, and one of them was from Dudley, and it just cracked us up, and he used to have rants against Dudley.
Basically, Dudley's just... So I sort of travelled around a bit. I even questioned one or two of the locals from Dudley about living in Dudley.
Really?
Yeah, I went up to someone and said, excuse me, do you live in Dudley? And he said, no, mate, I'm from London. And I said, oh, okay.
Gary Dring from the Clever Little Pod podcast says, Dudley is so lame, the streetlights are dim, go dim when you switch on the kettle.
Well, I don't think streetlights are the only things that are dim in Dudley.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I think I'll leave that one open-ended.
Do you actually talk to any of the inhabitants of Dudley?
I did. I asked them if they'd been to Dudley Zoo, and I found someone who had actually been there. And I've heard rumours from yourself, Rodders, that the animals at Dudley Zoo are in fact stuffed animals because they can't trust the people of Dudley with real ones.
I think that is true. Is it true? What did
this,
you...
This person who claims to have been to Dudley Zoo said it wasn't. And he also threatened to hurt me quite a lot, but I ran away. So.
Did he really? What was he like? Was he going, water down, yeah?
Well, he wasn't really as comprehensible as that. I mean, it was almost like talking to someone who doesn't actually speak a word of English.
What's the scenery like around there? If I want to go to a package holiday to Dudley, which I think EasyJet are doing one.
You can sample the local cuisine of Korean chips plies. And you can take part in the local national sport of tripping up cars.
You know, Gary has sent in something else. He's an expert on Dudley, you know. He says in Dudley Zoo, they actually... he's been there and all. He says there's signs up on the cages saying, don't feed the visitors. Oh, God. we love you, Gary. You're just great.
What would we do about Clever Little Pod?
I don't know. And, find a better podcast. What was actually the best thing about Dudley?
Leaving.
What is FM?
I think that's about the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening. Big shout out to... This is Rodders here, signing out for Rodders FM. Good night, everybody. Log on to the forum, rodders.com, click the forum, and keep checking back, because on that website, I will tell you when the next show will be, and you don't want to miss it. Basically, join our Facebook group, and you will get an email notification about when the next show is. I'm absolutely exhausted. This is Rodders here, signing out for, yes, you guessed it, Spam Fritters Radio. No, Rodders FM.
You're listening to Rodders FM. Yes, it's Rodders FM. He's a crazy mother. Yes, it's Rodders FM.